a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
On the House Committee on Taxation, we have to order. Is that plain? Test. There we go. It's a little tricky this morning. Okay. Well, this looks like this is about the maze we're going to get for this morning. We have some people that are stranded because of weather, and we have one or two people that are in the middle of testifying on bills, so I guess we're just going to do what we can with what we have this morning. A couple of scheduling things. I know there's some people wondering about 1197. If you recall, we ran up against the clock and had to defer it. It's not on the calendar, but we're going to plan on taking it on Thursday. So for those of you who are listening on the internet or on the crowd, Thursday is the plan for 1197. 1084, which is at the top of the calendar today, I will just defer. We won't even take any action on that today. Number of different circumstances on that bill, but we'll just defer that bill until further notice. 1041, we will go ahead and take testimony for those who could make it into town. I would ask that you try and give the bulk of your testimony today, because crossover day is coming very soon, and we have a number of bills that are going to be talkers, so if you don't talk much today, you run the risk of being time-limited in the future. And then we'll see how many people show up, because we won't, I don't know if we'll have enough votes for final action on some things. We'll see how things go, but we'll start with 1041. But on that note, we'll go ahead and get started, and Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Cutler?
Here.
Representative Feigert? Representative Gibson?
Here.
Representative Greenfield?
Here.
Representative Bernie Hanhoff? Representative Junkie?
Here.
Representative Kirkby?
Here.
Representative Kirschman? Representative Lang?
Here.
Representative Lederman?
Here.
Representative Russell? Representative Solomon?
Here.
Solomon?
Solomon.
Sorry. Representative Townsend? Representative Noem? Representative Wilson.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Barely, but we're working. Okay, if you've had a chance to look at the minutes, we'd take a motion on those.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. Okay, let's see. For those of you who are planning on testifying, we ask that you do sign in on the room, or the pedestal in the back of the room. Friendly reminder, if you have your cell phones with you, please turn them on vibrate at least. We talked about the schedule, and I guess with that, we'll go ahead and get started with House Bill 1041, repeal the discount on the sale of cigarette tax stamps to distributors. Are there any proponents? Good morning. And just FYI, since we will be delaying final action, we'll have a chance for a rebuttal and other proponents also to come in opponents. So this won't be your one and only chance. So good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Michael Kenyon, South Dakota Department of Revenue and Regulation. I know some of you are probably thinking to yourself, here we go again. Of course, this bill repeals the discount that cigarette distributors receive. As I'm sure that all of you remember, a bill identical to this one died in committee last year. So why is the department bringing this bill again? This morning I'm going to run through with you how the distributor discount works. I'm going to give you the two reasons why I think you should support this bill, and then I'm going to answer that question, why the department is bringing the bill again. So how does the discount work? Like most states, South Dakota taxes, South Dakota cigarette tax is pre-collected by the distributors. Each distributor is required to place our tax stamp on every pack of cigarettes they sell into South Dakota. They purchased the tax stamps from the state for the cost of the tax minus the distributor discount. Our cigarette tax is $1.53 a pack. The discount is just over 3 cents a pack. So the distributors purchased the stamps for about a buck and a half a piece. The bill removes the 3 cents a pack the distributors receive as a discount. If you look at the bottom chart, the bottom section of the chart that we just handed out, you will see the total cost for the discount is just over $1 million, $1.116 million, or $1.166 million. We think there's two reasons to support this legislation. The first reason is that this part of the governor's budget plan. If this bill fails, the appropriators will need to find an extra $1 million in new revenue or spending cuts to balance the budget. We all know what the budget situation is this year. If this bill dies, that budget situation gets a little worse. The second reason you should support this legislation is that our current discount is too generous and it sends most of the money outside of South Dakota. You look at the top section of the handout that I passed around, you will see a line for each of the states that have a distributor selling cigarettes into South Dakota. The chart shows you each state's tax rate, its discount, the discount per pack, and how many distributors are licensed in the state. The most important column on this chart is the second column from the end, the per pack discount column. That chart allows you to make sort of an apples-to-apples comparison of the discount offered in other states. So if you look at the top line, South Dakota, our discount per pack is just over 3 cents. It's 0.0306 of a dollar, or just a little over 3 cents a pack. Iowa is next at 2.72 cents per pack. If you look at Minnesota, you'll see that they require stamps, but they do not give distributors a discount. The distributors are required to place that stamp on the pack of cigarettes as a normal cost of doing business. If you look at the rest of the states, everyone's kind of clustered around a penny a pack for a discount. Nebraska is just a little over a penny. North Dakota and also North Carolina don't require tax stamps. But California is less than a penny. And actually, California has the most sophisticated stamps in the country. Colorado is less than a penny. Kansas is less than a penny. New Jersey is less than a penny. New Mexico, New York, Washington, and Washington are all less than a penny. Wisconsin is just a little over a penny. So it's clear from looking at this chart that South Dakota is providing a discount that is more generous than any other states that sell cigarettes into South Dakota. Most of the discounts come in at around a penny a pack. Our discount is three times what most states provide. I think that the 61% of the people who voted to increase a cigarette tax by a dollar a pack back in 2006 would be surprised that South Dakota treats cigarette distributors so generously. In addition, most of the discount goes to distributors that are located outside of South Dakota. If you look at the bottom section of the handout, you'll see where the money goes. South Dakota distributors receive only $300,000 of the $1.1 million that's totally distributed. That's just about a quarter of the total discount. So the other three quarters of that discount goes to cigarette distributors outside of South Dakota. In fact, we actually send more money to distributors in Iowa than distributors in South Dakota receive. If you look at the line for Minnesota, we remember Minnesota doesn't give a discount to their distributors. If you look at the line for Minnesota, we send $131,000 to Minnesota distributors, even though their home state provides them no discount. This chart shows that our discount is too generous and that it mostly benefits distributors located outside of South Dakota. Finally, Mr. Chairman, I promise to answer the question of why the department is bringing this bill again. And the answer to that is simple. Over the summer, I went back and I listened to the testimony on this bill last year over the Internet. The bill was HB 1039, and the committee hearing on that bill was on February 10th. At about 14 minutes into that hearing, Mr. Bill Bailey, who's here in the audience today from AmCon in Rapid City, testified about their cost of putting stamps on the cigarettes. Mr. Bailey said that stamping the cigarettes was a capital and labor-intensive process. Then he listed their costs, and he gave a number for each of these costs. He talked about their labor costs, the equipment that was necessary to apply the stamps, the maintenance contracts for that equipment, the cost of the glue, and the cost of the cigarette stamp paper. At 19 minutes in the hearing, Mr. Bailey assigned 40% of those costs to South Dakota because 40% of the cigarettes processed in AmCon's Rapid City facility are South Dakota cigarettes. So, Mr. Chairman, I added up the costs that Mr. Bailey testified about last year. And those costs added up to just over $50,000 a year, about $51,000 a year, and costs for them to put the cigarette tax stamps on those cigarettes. What Mr. Bailey did not tell you is how much the state of South Dakota compensated his company for that $50,000 expense. Just so that the committee knows, for every 1 million packs of cigarettes that a distributor stamps, they get in discount $30,600. If you can ask Mr. Bailey how many packs of cigarettes AmCon and Rapid City stamped in 2009, then you'll know the reason why the Department of Revenue brought this bill again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kenyon. Are there any further proponents to House Bill 1041? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'll be very brief. Mr. Kenyon testified about the financial impact, and I just wanted to get up and reiterate this. This is $1 million that we have plugged in. It has been included in the governor's recommended budget. So like he said, if you do not pass this bill, this makes the deficit a little bit worse. This would be an ongoing help to the structural deficit long term. It's not a one-time fix. So keep that in mind, and we'd appreciate your support of House Bill 1041.
Thanks. Could you just introduce yourself real quick? For
Jim Toliger, yep, with the Bureau of Finance and Management.
Thanks. Everyone knows. Any further proponents to House Bill 1041? Further proponents? Seeing no further proponents, are there any opponents to House Bill 1041? Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Bill Bailey, as aforementioned by Mr. Kenyon. I've been a resident of South Dakota since 1991. I've lived in Rapid City that whole time. My wife's a nurse in Rapid City. We've raised two children and paid taxes in the state of South Dakota since 1991. I am also the general manager of AmCon Distributing in Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm responsible for the livelihood of 65 South Dakota residents and pay their payroll. HB 1041, the original intent of that bill and the purchase discount to the wholesalers were to help defray some of the costs that we incur for applying the cigarette tax stamp to the product. We have all the equipment costs, we have the payroll costs, and all the things that Michael mentioned. They're also listed on the sheet in front of you. One of the things that we also incur is the carrying costs for the stamps themselves. We prepay the state of South Dakota. Yes, there's a 2% allowance to us, but the state collects 98% of the tax up front. We have to borrow money to pay for those stamps. And we have to carry that, and our average AR turnaround is 20 days. So we're carrying the cost of those stamps, the cost of the product. And even since last year, there's been an additional cost added, which is the federal excise tax increase of $7.10 a carton. The 3.06 cents allowance that we get has already been compensated to the state as a result of the increased sales tax on the $7.10 for the most part. That's resulted in a 2.86 cents increase in sales tax revenue on every carton of cigarettes right now. And the state last year tried to eliminate the discount and gain the 3 cents per pack, and it's 2.84 cents additional sales tax right now. So if it's a revenue issue, we're already gaining that on the increased sales tax. Bottom line is I'm responsible for 65 employees. If this bill were to go through, I still have to make a budget. The bottom line is I'm going to have to let somebody go. I have a budget to make, and the biggest expense I have is payroll. So I ask that you vote against this bill. There were a lot of people that wanted to come join us today. I was the first one in and told them not to come after what I drove through. And I know we'll get another opportunity to testify, and I appreciate that. But they wanted to be here. They could not make it. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any further opponents to House Bill 1041? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Committee. My name is Dave Kinroth. I'm here to represent Farner Bakken. This is new for me. This is a great experience. One of the things that that I'm very concerned about, my company has been working in South Dakota for over 35 years. I have 38 employees, and if this bill goes through, I am certainly going to have to make some cuts on my end to make the numbers that I'm required to do. That's all I have for today.
Thank you. Further opponents to House Bill 1041. Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jeremiah M. Murphy of Rapid City. I'm the registered lobbyist for the McLean Company, and I'd like to make several comments. First of all, I'd like to thank the chairman for accommodating those who were held off by weather. Several of the local folks wanted to, including former representative and Senator Moore, would like to speak to this, so I very much appreciate that. I want to start my testimony by associating myself with Mr. Kenyon's remarks from 2007. In 2007 is when we last adjusted this rate. In 2006, we raised the tax on cigarettes substantially, and so the Department of Revenue asked that we lower the percentage rate to keep the actual payment that was made to the folks who collect this tax at a relatively stable point. So the percentage rate was lowered in 2006, and at that time, Mr. Kenyon said of the current rate, and I quote, "It is fair to the distributors, and it is consistent with what the states around us are doing." We believe that was correct then, and we believe that remains the case. Surrounding states and other states' rates have not changed substantially in the intervening years, and we believe the rate is at the proper point. The point was made that a lot of this money, or some of this money, I'm not sure, goes out of state. And as you heard the gentleman before me testify, this involves South Dakota jobs. That's the bottom line. But I would submit that the mere fact that we pay people out of state to collect money for us is not in itself wrong. You heard testimony on January 12th of this year from Jane Page of the Department of Revenue, and she talked to you about the streamlined sales tax. And she explained how they are at the federal level, and South Dakota is involved in this, working on deciding how much they're going to pay retailers to collect the streamlined sales tax. How much are they going to pay Amazon.com to collect the tax when somebody in South Dakota buys a book? How much they're going to pay these retailers? The estimate on the tax that would be collected for South Dakota was $38 million annually. And there was some discussion in this committee that at the federal level they're trying to figure out what's fair, what's the right rate to pay these companies to collect this tax, and there was the hope that we'll get to decide this eventually at the state level, that at the federal level there will be some bracketing set, and we'll get to decide this at the state level. But the bottom line is the discussion revolved around we're going to have out-of-staters collect this tax. And we don't seem to have a problem with that when it comes to the streamlined sales tax. And I would suggest we shouldn't have a problem with any of the monies that are collected by out-of-staters to the benefit of South Dakota when it comes to the tobacco tax. With the streamlined sales tax, we're going to pay some people to change some software and probably have to make those check those changes annually to collect about $38 million and bring that back to South Dakota. With the cigarette tax, we right now pay the distributors to collect $58 million in taxes for the state of South Dakota. And what they go through is a far more labor-intensive, equipment-intensive process than what the online retailers are going to have to do. A fellow's going to make some software changes and punch in there that at 57701, if a sale goes to that zip code, there's this much for the state and that much for the city, and that'll be that. And I think that's terrific, and I'm glad those out-of-staters will be collecting that tax for South Dakotans. We pay for a service rendered. We pay these folks to collect this tax for South Dakota. They prepay it, and they go through a laborious process of taking cigarette cartons out of cases, packs out of cartons, stamping them, putting it all back together. What the state is asking is that we continue to demand that these folks provide this service, but we just won't pay them for it anymore. That's, in my experience as a South Dakotan, I'm a lifelong South Dakotan, that's not how we do things in South Dakota. So I'd urge you to resist and kill this bill. And again, I thank you for your consideration. You'll hear from some more of our folks in your subsequent meeting. And in any event, I'll stand by for questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Further opponents to House Bill 1041. Further opponents. Seeing no further opponents for today, I will go ahead and open it up to questions if people have some questions of folks that have testified today. If not, you'll have another chance, obviously, next time we schedule it. But if you have any questions right now, feel free to ask them. Okay. Well, seeing no further questions, I think that's where we'll end House Bill 1041 until further notice. I don't have a date in mind yet, but just keep your eyes posted for an agenda. Things are getting a little squirrely with the weather and everything else, so keep your eyes posted. Representative Lang, what do you think? You want to go ahead and do yours or not?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. With all due respect, I would appreciate it if we could hold this over till Thursday.
I don't know about the date yet, but given the fact that we are missing so many members, I suppose we can go ahead and oblige you on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. I apologize, committee. The weather is obviously throwing some wrenches into our plans, and it's going to make life a little bit more difficult in the future, but that's just how it is. We'll deal with it. So that'll take care of the rest of our calendar for today. Once again, be very attentive to the agenda. We'll do what we can. So with that, Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Gibson, second by Keller to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. You are adjourned. Thank you.